Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, we were chugging along and we made it to the end of the week. I think I said chugging along yesterday, but there's no better way than to cross the finish line knowing that this time tomorrow we will be pre-gaming. Getting ready, both literally and spiritually, pre-gaming for Memphis State. I am so excited. Anytime you see Memphis pop up on your schedule, I'll also tell you people, for the tip-off, 15% of sales during the game will be donated to help with the re-election campaign of Judge Derwin Webb. People, we will be joining you from Wick's Pizza on Baxter Avenue, I believe. Baxter. Wick's on Baxter. We're joining you for the pregame show. That's going to be fun. It's so good to be ready to talk sports. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth. Fellas, what's going on?
I was back there discussing the NBA to Louisville topic with sales extraordinaire Phil Baker. He's very knowledgeable.
He's unfair.
About it.
I was going to say that he'll ruin your NBA arguments quicker than anybody. But again, it's great to always be able to talk to the smartest people, the most informed people about the NBA, and not people that just use the NBA conversation as to be an anti, you know, establishment conversation.
And that's what me and Phil were talking about. I mean, I think some people do the whole, the NBA, just because it's a Tom and Rick thing. And it's like, dude, get over it. Seriously, you sound like a disgruntled girlfriend. But it's like, Phil has some legitimate
arguments. We argued all summer about this.
Yeah.
He caves sometime, and he holds firm sometimes.
Yeah, he had a couple ideas that he sold me on that I was like, yeah, you know, that wouldn't be bad.
But you know,
Phil's definitely a big NBA to Louisville guy.
Right, oh, right.
He follows that whole like group that's like NBA to Louisville.
Yeah, he's going to have to be the guy that throws the NBA to Louisville party after it happens.
You know? He was, and after even talking to him, we'd be like, good for him. But we've admitted, and I'm not getting into NBA to Louisville talk today, but I mean, we've admitted, I mean, it would be fun for us. I mean, hey, we're gonna sit courtside and watch them. I mean, yeah, sure, I'd love to dap up LeBron and you know, all those things. So LeBron and Lonzo,
I just didn't want to get sucked into the NBA to Louisville versus the anti-Louisvillians.
Yeah.
And you know what? What else I know is what was going to be fascinating about that. And we're not getting deep into that, but it was going to be fascinating to watch how people, the NBAers, love to bash on the attendance at college sports, and love to bash on the attendance, and Louisville's in shambles because there's nobody attending the games. And then look at what's going on in the NBA around the world.
Yeah.
So tell me how bad you look at the Detroit. Phil Baker showed me a picture of the Detroit Pistons lower bowl, empty as all get out.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Regular game, empty, and that's a franchise. Empty, right?
Yeah.
Louisville, empty. It's empty. Nobody's going to sports anymore. What's going on? Oh, but we still need an NBA team because they'll pack the house then.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, dude. Pick your
which one do you want
your arguments? Yeah, but I could get on board with. That's one of those that I openly admit I'm not dug in.
No, I'm not.
I'm excited about the Derwin Webb event tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that. People get out there with us, man.
Yeah, our pre games are fun, and people.
It's gonna be a lot of former players. I've heard. I heard Derwin said that Coach Crum may even try to make it out.
I do enjoy that we are developing a bit of a caravan for our pre games, like people coming by, you know, and just hanging out. And you know, it's funny. People will come by and say, "You guys are just the same one." On the real, like, yeah,
pretty much. It's what we do.
Do you feel like you disappoint people when they meet you, when they come to a set and meet us in person, and we end up talking sports? I mean, you can see people are happy to be talking. Like, were they expecting something else though?
No, I know. It's kind of like, nah, this is us, man. This is how we roll. So the average, just sports guy.
we just
really like Louisville.
Speaking of somebody who really likes Louisville, I'm going to do this before I get into the subject. Let me just go right. Brian Hall, what's going on first?
Oh, nothing too much. I really like Louisville, if that's where you were going. But yes,
almost.
I'm excited to see this Memphis game tomorrow. I love when the Cards play in Madison Square Garden. There's just something about it. It's just that I don't know.
We're gonna talk about that, but something really, really bothers me about that one.
Okay.
Really bothers me about that.
But overall, I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah.
Does Lawrence like Louisville?
I don't know.
Does he love Louisville or does he love to hate Louisville? Let's go see. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9, my man. What's on your mind?
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve?
Hey, Lawrence.
Last night, all I can think about is Greg Postal putting this 10-person committee together to cue the AD.
Oh, we're in good hands, Lawrence. Don't worry about it.
No. You expect me to trust this guy?
Yeah.
After everything he had done to the University of Louisville so far.
No, he's in charge of cleaning up the mess that was
the
University of
Louisville. They're the exterminators. What are you talking about, Lawrence?
Like, I don't trust him to put a committee together and find the right AD for this.
I'm going to call him once we get off here and see if he'll help me pick out a house.
Lawrence, listen, look, I appreciate the call. I mean, we're going to talk about what you were saying. Steve?
What?
When they put us on the committee, you know what this turns into, right? I'm going to steal your joke.
What's that?
So, people, once I end up on this committee, this search committee, right, I'm going to say, some say it's about racism.
Yeah,
some say this is about separation. But I, Marcus Maven, am 100% on board with the new search.
This administration is fair.
They're balanced. And I am honored and proud to be a representation.
Well, I mean, yeah. And
just pay me a little bit of money to be honest.
Yeah, we talk all this crap, man. Like, but at least we got to be bought, man. I see some people out here butt-kissing in the media right now. It's like, well, what are y'all butt-kissing for? Hey, they don't even like you. Like,
or they might like you.
You know how many people I've seen, like butt kissing.
But in all honesty, Steve, you're supposed to. Like, we would be better served to butt kiss a little
probably.
More.
I mean,
like, what are you saying? Like,
I mean,
of course
if we're trying to move up or out, I don't know. Like, this is what we like to do. I mean, right. Money we got.
I'm mad at the end of the day that we don't. But look, at the end of the day, it's like, man, why didn't we just be nicer to everybody?
Yeah, but in the same breath, you're like, man, my son's in the league, man. I'm butt kissing nobody, man. Hey, my wife's an ER nurse, man. I ain't butt kissing nobody, man. Get out of my face.
He'd be extremely disappointed in me if he found out I were butt kissing and trying to move up the network ladder.
Yeah, just go
sit at home.
I mean, I know. We're gonna talk about a lot of that too. The stuff with yesterday.
Yeah.
Different stuff that come. By the way, have you told yet what's happening at 10:30?
I have not. You can take the lead on that one.
At 10:30, the head coach of your Bellarmine Knights, Scotty Davenport, is going to be coming on. And folks, I'm going to tell you, he's hyped.
Oh,
he's ready to go.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
He's got one coming Monday, man. That's a big one.
Is he coming in? Is he in the studio? Because
oh God, no! I heard he was calling in. I didn't hear he's coming in. We better clear that up. And wear my shoulder pads.
Right.
with the game he's got coming up on Monday, man, he's liable to be
the energetic level.
I'm going to be doing mic and drills in the hallway. Just do the show.
Just to get the show. Hey, guys, come on. Be excited about something.
Yeah, come on. Let's go.
Come on, Coach Davenport. He'll be on at 10:30.
It's going to be fun.
Big, big, big game Monday.
I think we're going to try to get out there.
We have to get out
there. Yeah, I think me and Marcus are going to try to get out there, man.
And isn't that so us to wait for the biggest game of the year against teams that are actually like beating D1 teams, and you know, and then we decide this is worthy of our attendance.
Yeah, we'll get out.
King of the Bluegrass, we're setting up that.
Oh, that. Gosh, I cannot wait for the King of the Bluegrass, man.
That's
going to be fun. We need to get a hold of Lloyd Gardner too, man. Their media room is like stupid good, the food. So wait a minute, Lloyd Gardner, he's probably listening. Lloyd,
head coaches, up, participants in the Bluegrass. Let these people know I'm going to tell you again, don't run up on me in my choice restaurants asking me to give shout outs and you don't call in and give your own shout outs. Talk about who you're playing next week. Listen, we give time to everybody, but don't get mad when we develop relationships with some high schools because, you know, they become part of the show. And then some people, you should be covering us anyway. You don't get it like that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, I got to admit, man. Like our guys at Fern Creek, they've kind of, you know, football and basketball.
They've taken the lead.
We have slowly been swayed in that direction, even though I mean
that's so bandwagon-y.
But Brian's Trinity Shamrocks, man, gave him that work the other day.
They gave him that work.
Like, dang.
Steve, why did you use that phrase? That's a little disheartening.
I know. I was like, man. So, but
I didn't shy away from saying "Go Rocks" to Mike Bush.
No, you didn't. You handled yourself. You tucked your chain though.
Yeah, I have to.
You did tuck your chain though.
I did. I didn't want to show it off to him. I didn't know he was coming in, so I didn't want to be like
just say I didn't.
Oh yeah, I'm going. Yeah, go Trinity.
Yeah, for respect for the show, you
I tucked it away, and then Steve brought it up, and then when he brought it up, I had to support my alma mater. So you know, sorry. I said it politely. I said, "Hey, Mike Bush, love that you're in here. Well, you're welcome anytime." But
I hope that you don't run into him out in public because he got some
might be a different story.
Yeah, he got some get back for you, Butch. Thanks for joining us on Midday with Marcus Maven. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. Marcus.
Butch.
All right, say what's up to Brian. Long time no talk.
Definitely. Where you been?
Hey, I've been around. I was telling him I got in a car accident back on the 20th of November, but I'm all right, man.
Kids making okay. It. Well, good to hear, man. Good to hear.
Hey, you don't just slip that in easy. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good, man.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to wish the Cards luck at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, thank you.
Hope they whoop Memphis real good.
Yeah.
My cats went up there and did what they had to do.
Butch, what's up with the attendance in the UK? What do you mean? What's up with the attendance at UK?
We're not playing nobody yet, man. They'll be back.
Is that acceptable?
That is, right now. Now even at
UK?
If they start playing some lack of competition, then no, it's not acceptable, but I want to talk about something that's going to happen this weekend, and it's a good thing. That's the return of Aaron Rodgers. He's going to make that run.
Oh, that's a Steve conversation right there.
Yeah,
make that run, Steve.
No, they are, and that's what makes me sick. Like they're going to make it at least to the NFC Championship game. And you see this coming a mile away. I mean, this is
the sports.
He comes back. They went out. They make the wild card. They win. They beat the whoever the one seed is. They go to the NFC Championship and maybe win there. I don't know. I mean, I wish I could disagree with you. It's going to make me vomit the whole time, but it's going to happen.
Well, I remember last year when they were limping towards the playoffs, and he said they needed to run the table, and that's what they did. They got three games to do it.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to watch it.
Hey, so y'all have a good weekend. That's all I got.
You too, Butch. Thank you, Butch. Appreciate you throwing in that little jab at the beginning of the show. Yeah. I guess we needed that. And I do. I got to say this. I'm kind of enjoying this day too because we can have more of a personal day where everybody can kind of vent it out. We don't have to subject ourselves to death.
By the way, Butch, Kentucky's averaging 15,000 people right now. That's their attendance. There is some issue. It's not. It's everywhere. It's everywhere though. I'm not. Look, Louisville's having their issues too. I mean, of course, we are getting drugged through the coals right now. But
right.
Regardless,
we're getting the same attendance.
But thank goodness we're in great hands. After the stuff I heard yesterday, we're in great hands. So I'm excited about it.
Absolutely good thing. We have all the support we need for the athletic department.
Yes.
We'll talk about that. And I will finish my thought on the New York Knicks. Why did I say New York Knicks? Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. What was that deal? What's the deal with that?
By saying the Knicks?
No. Garden. What's your deal with the Garden?
Oh, what's my deal?
Because I thought Brian had a good point there. I mean, you're playing. We've talked about the rivalry of Memphis State. I mean, just kind of like the whole thing where we dislike them. I mean, I remember growing up and going to games with Calipari and Chris Massey. I couldn't stand Chris Massey. And like watching these games. And then, but Brian had a good point. You know, I mean, there is some other history there too with the Garden. Louisville, you know, kind of getting back in Garden. There.
That's the point, Steve.
Appreciate that, Rick.
That is the point. The Garden situation is going to be a problem now. Why is it going to be a problem? Because every year you went up to the Garden, and don't make me say it like that. Steve, I thought we were on a mental wavelength that you knew exactly what the problem was. Steve, the reason you felt comfortable every year going to the Big East or going to Madison Square Garden or going to Syracuse, New York, yeah, is because you knew Rick and his entourage were there. Right. Even last year, you took solace in knowing you have a New York guard. Think about it. You had these New York guards that were going back to home, right?
Right.
You had Rick, who was going home, and just he carried the you know, the New York, I'm back home to take over thing, and your players.
Right.
We don't have that. We don't have that. That's gone, and it's a problem, and I'm panicking.
I'll give you this. I will give you this. I think
we had a lot of confidence because of the New York, our New York connections, right?
Yeah, yeah, and I'll give you this one. I think that the Garden game, as far as now Madison Square Garden. So this isn't a shot at Madison Square Garden. I mean, it is like the mecca of wrestling basketball,
of overrated arenas.
Yeah, I mean
it's a crappy arena.
Yeah, but I mean it's the place. But the history there, as far as Louisville goes, I do agree with you. With Rick gone, I think it kind of, because all really Louisville's big history in the Garden was under Rick for the most part.
Right.
Yeah.
All the history.
Yeah. So
that's the point. You always had a 5-point advantage, especially when it wasn't a team from New York. Right?
Yeah.
Like you were always gonna feel like you owned the place.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that.
Well, I'm not really worried about it. I think,
but your worry is because you've been spending all your early season crapping on the opponents, and then the opponents are giving us problems.
No, I mean Memphis ain't very good either. I mean, for that matter,
I thought you banned yourself from doing that.
I wish I could, but I mean they're just not. I mean that's the facts. But here's the thing: my worry isn't so much like I'm worried they're going to lose. And this isn't even a worry. I'm more just kind of like, I hate that I'm not as excited about it. Like, oh, Louisville's going to the Garden. Yeah, it's cool.
But if you had a good
team. I just assume we're playing somewhere else.
If you had a good team and you were.
Well, we got a good team.
No. What I'm telling you is if you had a good team, like a good nationally ranked team, you know, a good top 10 team, and they were going against crappy Memphis, would you feel good about that? Would you be more excited about that? I mean, if Memphis is not good, why can't that just be the issue? We're not excited because they're not good.
Well, I think it is. I think that's why this week you haven't heard.
You don't have a depression of situation going.
No, not at all. Okay. I think you have a hard time because it's a game where Memphis is good enough to beat you if you don't play well, but it's a game where. You don't gain a lot from going up there and beating Memphis.
I know.
I mean, when the game's over, you're going to go, yeah. I mean, you're going to be happy, but it's going to go. It's not quite IU. IU was a much better team, but IU had a little bit of the same feel where it was like you almost had to beat them. And when you beat them, it was like, well, I mean, you know, they're unranked. I mean, you had to beat them. And that's kind of what sucked. About, and I think that,
golly,
I think that's played into just as much as just the overall. Have you been out and about in the community? I mean, I know you have. People aren't just rushing up going, hey, man, do you think the team's going to be good or the basketball team's going to be? Like, there's not, and maybe, I keep hearing Drew Diener say this, I agree.
They are.
I don't. I'm just not catching the same. We are nutcases, dude. Usually we would be getting calls about bracketology.
Maybe I intimidate people from coming up and talking negative about me. Just like maybe they know they better have some excitement.
Nobody's talking negative. I just think a lot of people are just, we're all in such a kind of wait and see mode.
Are we punch drunk right now?
A little bit, yeah. I think where we're just kind of like, well, I don't want to get too excited. And then they go up there and get busted at Rupp and get busted somewhere else, and then you go, oh, man, maybe they weren't what we thought we were.
So are we supposed to be building up Kentucky so that you know?
No, because, I mean, Kentucky will be probably the third best team you played. I mean, I mean Seton Hall and Purdue, I'm not sure Kentucky go up there and beat them. I mean, I take it back. I think Kentucky would. I think Kentucky beat Seton Hall. I think Kentucky, even though Seton Hall is ranked higher than Purdue, I think Kentucky would beat Seton Hall.
Right. Seton Hall is the game we should
yeah, yeah. It's just, I don't want to be too hater guy. But, I mean, yeah, I don't know, man.
That's fair enough. I was looking at the time. Sorry about that. Distraction. Coach Davenport coming right up, people. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number on 93.9 DeVille.
On Middays with Marcus Maben, presented by PapaJohns.com on 93.9 The Ville. And right now, enjoy three medium one-topping pizzas for $5.55 each when using the promo code MABEN5.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, we are rolling along and we're setting up a big time showdown on Monday. And now, no, we're not talking about the Louisville Cardinals. We are talking about the Bellarmine Knights. Joining us, head coach of the Bellarmine. Uh-oh. Did I mess that up? Did I blow that?
You hung up on Coach Davenport, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you totally.
Hold on, I'll have to go call him back.
Suicide.
100% hit the... I mean, I don't even know how you hit button two.
Kind of like that. I have long fingers, and then sometimes I underestimate or overestimate. Sorry about that, Coach Davenport.
No, it's fair. It's fair.
Go through the full setup.
We'll get him right back, though. But what you're saying, I mean, it is a big game. Bellarmine Knights got a lot of things going on, so it's going to be good, man.
Come on, Brian. Are you back there really talking to him? Is our producer really talking to the coach now? Is he apologizing on my behalf?
Probably trying to make it say, look.
He was really talking to him all the time.
No, he was calling in.
Coach Davenport, I dropped the ball on that one. How's it going?
Well, I mean, that's a turnover. It was. Unforced turnover.
It was. It was a mistake of commission, not omission.
What is Steve doing letting you do that?
I know. I should be running the phones, I agree, but Marcus took over, so you got hung up on, so we'll leave it at that.
Marcus, does Steve have his hat on backwards right now?
I know you're not watching this on Facebook Live. You know good and well Steve Rummage is sitting in this studio with his hat turned backwards.
I'm going to come down there, and I'm going through there like a whirlwind.
Coach, what is it about the hat turned backwards that you're not feeling?
They're not made to wear backwards. Wear frontwards, unless your head's all backwards.
Listen, I got the same lectures back in 99. So, Steve, now you're officially you have been coached by Scott Davenport.
By Coach Davenport, so I'm adding to the list.
Now you can say
perfect. Marcus, officially. If Steve comes in there with red twist in his hair, I'm really losing.
Oh, my God. Guilty as charged. That's another guilty. Well, how's it going, Coach Davenport? I mean, you seem to share the midday energy. You seem to have it going.
We're through finals, Marcus. I mean, we practiced at 9:30 last night because that's when finals ended. And I mean, they were, it was great. I mean, it was. It's the tempo in which you want to practice at game speed, but they're learning tempo. I mean, they were like, let's go, get whatever. Like, I call this go time. Just go time. This is time where now what you got to understand, and you know as well as anybody, in college basketball, when you get through this vacation period between semesters.
Wait a minute. Like vacation period? Come on, coach. These kids are working their tails off. Don't call it a vacation.
Well, vacation in terms of no class.
Okay.
But, Marcus, you're the best. So for us, we are going to have seven straight Thursdays, Saturdays. There's one Thursday, Saturday, Monday in there. Then when you get into conference tournament play, NCAA regional play, and hopefully Elite Eight play, then you could be looking at, again, a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday type scenario, or a Thursday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So you're all into these postseason you know, where you, it becomes preparation, take care of yourself, just stay in fine-tune. This is your last extended period. So, and we play Monday night. We're going to talk about it. This is go time now. And they responded. It's one thing if I write it on my practice plan and the assistant coaches, we've all talked about it, and they go out there and they want it. But, man, when they want it and you want it, it's going to be a great practice.
Now, let me ask you this, Coach. Have you had to implement any like games, any fun games or anything to kind of keep the guys fresh? Or are they coming in there just like, are they as tournament, you know, focused? Because, you know, it's the tournament will sneak up on you in a heartbeat. And being that Bellarmine is a national powerhouse, you have to have guys thinking about setting up for tournament play right now. Or do they seem to have that mindset, or do you worry about them sometimes getting burnt out by looking down the road too much?
No, we never stop. Like, we will go, you go back on my practice plan, you go back to day two, and there might be in the middle of practice a 5-minute period where we're down two with the ball, 35 seconds to go, got to go full court. And we do those scenarios. Last night we were down two with a minute to go, no, 45 seconds to go, going full court. And we're going to play that down in a live situation. No timeouts. Both teams shooting a one-on-one. You know, we're going to play where they've got to. But that never ends. That's a constant. That is an absolute constant from day one. So when that scenario occurs and we rotate the teams and the matchups, okay, so-and-so turned his ankle, he fouled out. We got to do, here's our lineup. And it's
You even add the injuries to the scenarios in the middle of practice.
Oh, fouls, an injury, a guy just got poked in an eye, got to get a Band-Aid. Oh, yes. I mean, my goal, if a scenario occurs in a game that we have not practiced, that's my fault. I mean, 1.8 seconds to go last year in the round of eight in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. We had a timeout to burn at the end of the first half. We took it, walked in the huddle, said, run victory. Here we go. We're going to hit. Adam's hitting Brent hit a three, and they ran off the court like been there and practiced that all the time. And that's just something we try to take unbelievable pride in. And it's amazing when you study sports, because football coaches have a tremendous disadvantage. They don't have the clock every day in practice. Like, we utilize our clock every day.
Right. Well, let me ask you this, Coach. I'm gonna jump out of Bellarmine, you know, for one second. I remember, particularly under you, you took so much pride in executing out of bounds plays, inbounds, out of bounds plays. Do you still, you know, make that, you know, because, you know, locally there's been, you know, kind of some uncomfortableness in out of bounds plays. And like I said, before I forgot and got you in here, what do you do? What made your teams always so good and special about executing out of bounds defense and offense?
Well, I just think it's a crucial part of the game. I think, one, the other team's trying to score, so you not only got to take that away, you got to pride yourself on maybe getting a 5-second call. Now, offensively, that's an attack mode. If that guy's going to guard us underneath out of bounds in the basket, the defender guarding the ball, he's going to step back in the basket, we're going to react this way.
Right.
If he's going to guard us tight on the ball, we're going to react maybe more toward the rim because the rim's naked. So we want to force them to react to us on what we're doing out of bounds. We've got one that we've held, you know, for conference play that I think at the opportune time will get us a layup. I really do. And the players, you know, they're really sold on it. They like it. It's a new look. It's something that kind of fits our personnel perfect. But that's a component of the game. I mean, that, and now, Marcus, you know, a lot of people don't realize the rules changed this year. When there is a violation or a foul called, anything but the ball being kicked out of bounds.
Right.
On the side. They don't, a deflected ball, you get it at that spot. But any foul, it's not exactly above the free throw line, but above the free throw line extended, you get it at the 28-foot mark automatically.
Right.
No matter where that foul occurred, you get it at that consistently at the 28-foot mark. So we've got a side out of bounds designed from the 28-foot mark, because that's where the majority of them are going to occur. That's just being thorough and attention to detail. See, it's just that's. I'm not saying my way is the way.
Right.
It's the only way I know to do it. That's it.
Well, Coach, Monday, you may be in a position to have to use all of this expertise, every last drop of your coaching acumen and your players' attention. You got a big game coming up.
Well, Marcus, this is a very unique game. A lot of Division II basketball follows a regionalization model, right, where you're encouraged to play teams within your region geographically. Okay, we're going to play LeMoyne College out of Syracuse, New York. They beat Syracuse 2 years ago, if you'll recall.
Yep.
LeMoyne College was a number one NCAA seed last year in the East region. We were number one in the Midwest region. They have eight seniors. Eight. They lost one player off their team. He averaged 7 points a game. That's it. So they're coming to Louisville for a reason.
So, okay, yeah. So this was a schedule just because you wanted, yes, to play some good competition?
Yes. And they, now, this is an unbelievable game. We have no students on campus. We finished finals last night, like I mentioned. It's a 7 o'clock tip. You know, we've got all these tickets available. It's two top 10 teams in the country playing right here. Their head coach is Patrick Beilein.
Where do I know that name from, Coach?
Well, his father is John Beilein, the head coach of the University, yeah, of Michigan. Patrick Beilein was a junior reserve guard on West Virginia in 2005 when I was at Louisville, and we beat them in Albuquerque to go to the Final Four. Patrick Beilein was a guard on that team.
See, did he bank in a three? Was that him, or was that there was a Beilein that hit four or five threes that game? Was the same, yeah, guy?
One and the same.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So this game has a lot of little subplots to it. One, they're very good. They're very similar to us. They play a pack line defense. They're very efficient offensively. This is a national caliber game. And again, you know, it's a 7 o'clock game. Parking is more than plentiful because we don't have one student on campus other than the athletes.
Yep.
The winter athletes are the only ones on campus. So, I mean, it's wide open. You roll in here to the Highlands. You know, that's a 5 o'clock. We got a lot of places around the area here, you know, geographically. Roll into the game at 7. That's going to be a heck of a night.
Coach, are you allowed to give out the actual address of Knights Hall?
Well, it's on Norris Place. The campus address is 2001 Newburgh Road, but that's the front entrance. The best way to access Knights Hall is to enter Norris Place off of Eastern Parkway.
Okay.
Unless you come from, like, Barstown Road and any of those side streets cut through to Norris. Yes.
So Coach, I have to ask this question. Is myself and Steve, are we going to be prominently on the will call list or not?
You are already on it, my man.
Because we're there.
And you're already on it. I want you two in here. And this is great. This is going to be great basketball. I'm pumped up.
What's the practice schedule like between now and Monday?
We're going. Here's our schedule. We're going at 1:30 film today. 2 o'clock practice. We've got 9:30 stretch tomorrow morning. A 10 o'clock practice. Then we're going to go bowling tomorrow afternoon as a team. Practice Sunday at noon, film at 8:15, walk through at noon on Monday, pregame at 3 o'clock, tip at 7.
What are you adding any pregame meal specialties? What do you normally, yeah, do for that?
We do various things, but we are going to have a very special pregame meal Monday at 3. Right here in the Highlands, because campus is close. We're going to right here in the Highlands. We're ready to go.
I figured you'd had, yeah, it all planned out, and I just wanted to give people a glimpse on the regiment that is leading up.
Coach, before we get you out of here, I have to ask, Coach, you understand, or else people out, they're going to yell at me, they're going to scream at me. Have you got to watch any of this Louisville team as of yet? I know you're a busy guy. I know your schedule may not permit for a lot,
yeah,
of that.
Oh, no, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, can you kind of give us a little bit? I know a lot of people around here, including myself, really, you know, respect your opinion on college basketball. So could you kind of give us a feel of what you've seen so far?
Well, first of all, and, you know, because of being around where our guys are, you know, our guys go down to their thing in the offseason. They're here. The Louisville players are here all the time. They are incredible, incredible young men. And I don't know the freshmen as well, but I'm telling you, they are super young men. I mean, there's, you know, I could go on and on and on. Yeah. You look out there like I feel about Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. I just think that kid's a tremendous young man. So That being said, it's been an incredibly difficult situation.
Yeah.
They're a team that's trying to grow. The schedule, I don't think, has probably done them any favors, but it wasn't their fault. Yeah. When you play like in the Gotham Classic, you're just guaranteed three games, and they're going to arrange the other two games. You know, and then you got Memphis up there. But I think Purdue was a great test. Albany will be a better test than people realize because of style of play, and they're a veteran team. Kevin, I think Seton Hall is a very good team at any level because they got great guard play and they got a monster inside. And they're a veteran team. So I think as you go forward, there's still a lot of question marks. A lot of question marks. I admire David. I think it's an incredibly tough situation. And I know when we played him, I spoke to him and I said, David, I hope this means something to you. But you are an incredible young man, and you're a credit to everybody, your family, and everybody that you've played for and played under, and just be who you are, and you'll do well. You're an incredible young man.
It's funny when you say they have a lot of unanswered questions. I kind of think that about college basketball in general. I mean, is that pretty much the landscape of what you see? Like, there hasn't been enough real matchups against each other outside of a classic game, you know, or something like that. I mean, and those games are easy to get up for, those cross, you know, conference matchups. Is college basketball just kind of unproven so far?
I don't think there's any doubt, and it is going to start heating up. You look tomorrow, you got Purdue and Notre Dame and Indiana and Notre Dame and Purdue and Butler. I mean, you know those kind of games, you're going to start seeing that.
Yeah,
and people, and you got, you know, let's face it, Kentucky and Louisville's right on the horizon, Marcus. You know what that does to me, Marcus.
Still, wait a minute, Coach. I thought you separated yourself from that.
Never in a million years, Marcus. Marcus, you know me too well, and you went through that with me, son. And you and I'll share that for life. You know that
100%. No, no.
And you know, just like Kentucky, Virginia Tech's going to be a great game. Virginia Tech leads the nation in 3-point shooting. But you know, those numbers are a little hazy right now because of various levels of competition. It's going to start sorting itself out. But you look at a Florida who just came out of the gates, guns a-blazing. They stubbed their toe against Florida State, and they don't recover. And Loyola Chicago goes in there and beats them in Gainesville.
Is that coaching or players?
Well, you know, I think that's a program loss.
Uh-huh.
Just like there's program wins. Everybody's got to own that one. But these teams now are going to really, like I say, it's go. I can just use our analogy, but for us, it's go time. It is go time now.
Coach, listen, I think you should leave it right like that. We will see you Monday. 7:00, you're trying to pack Knights Hall. The students are still, you know, on vacation, but you need this win against Lemoyne.
No, Marcus, I want to appeal. You got a great base. I mean, you got a super base in there. And all those people that are listening through social media, they can help us get the word out. And tickets, Marcus, that walk-in price, it's $10. I went to a high school game the other night and played 7.
Yeah.
Did not pay at any high school game.
Yes, I did.
We get it, Coach.
I paid 14. I paid 7 for me and my assistant both. Well, sure.
Jeez, Coach. I was just saying, you got to talk to some of the prints. Talk to Lloyd Garner or something. See if you can get some discounts.
No, Lloyd's going to be on my show. As a matter of fact, that same studio you're in, instead of Monday night, I'm going to do my show Sunday night because we play Monday night. And I'm going to have Lloyd on. Just got off the phone with him. No, I have no complaints what Lloyd does for me. Lloyd is great to Bellarmine basketball. No question. I have a lifetime pass there. He is the best.
Okay, Coach. Yeah, you know I'm just giving you a hard time. Get back to it, Coach. You say you 2:00 practice. Get that film in. Good luck on Monday night. If I don't talk to you before then, I'll see you.
I got you, man. Thank you, guys.
We're there. Talk to you soon. Appreciate it, Coach.
Coach Scott Davenport,
man.
Good question. It's a tough question to have to answer for him, too. Just, you know, just knowing that he's, well, some of the best coaching.
Well, and it's odd. It's a tough spot to ask, too, because I think that, I mean, there's not there's not a guy in sports I know that maybe I have more respect for in the city than Coach Davenport. And I think it's a tough question for me because I think there is a lot of us that
want his opinion and want his advice and sometimes want his assistance.
That wanted him on the side.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, I mean, and I said that on the show.
I'm saying assistance, like, yeah. You can help this program now.
I love
we
David.
We know it.
And I just, I honestly, I'm not afraid to say it, I honestly felt like Coach Davenport's got his thing going down there. He may have said, look, thanks, but no thanks. I don't know. I haven't asked him about that. Don't plan on asking him about that. It's just my opinion. I would rather keep it that way.
I didn't want you to ask him about the team.
But yeah, I know. But to hear, I mean, you want to hear kind of what he says, and I know, and I know that he's a fan too, you know? So, I mean, he's going to try.
Yeah, people have to understand that he's fan. He's former coach. He's program developer, you know, he's worn so many hats for the University of Louisville and the Louisville Kentucky rivalries, high school, like he knows everything. So for him to be able to still respond to it and kind of navigate this conversation is a testament to him, because I would have froze up. Marcus, don't ask me about that. You know,
right.
Don't call me.
it's good though. It's good to hear his voice, and it kind of sounds like he feels a lot like the rest of us do right now. There's a few questions there, and I'm not sure. So, but regardless, Monday night, 7:00, Lemoyne College, big time game. Look, it's a Monday night. We're coming up on the holidays. A lot of people on a Monday night, you don't have anything to do. This is a great something.
You're gonna see it one time this year. If you're gonna go to one game, this is the game to go to. It's perfectly set up right now, Monday.
Well, and I encourage. This is a great father-son game type thing. You know, take $20. Take $20, $30.
30, yeah, I was going to say. Because
you're going to want something to drink. So take $30, man.
They got some really good hot dogs over there.
Yeah, they do. They got some good stuff. So, I mean, take $30, get over there, watch the game. And it's good. It's a great brand of basketball, I promise you. Yep. Get over there and check it out. It's going to be fun. We'll be there. So
Not going to see any bad weather, I don't think, either. This is the situation. You got to get out.
And Bellarmine's campus, man, is beautiful. I'm a huge fan of just the campus in general, man. I love it up there.
You almost want, I think it was perfect. Take your kid, get them to experience what a college campus kind of looks like. Get the vibe of, you know, just the vibe of a Monday night big game without dealing with the agitation things that, you know, when you go to a game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So it's fair. So there's a lot of good stuff come out of there, man.
And like you said, I enjoy what he said about the, you know, the landscape. You know, you talk about a Florida team that gets popped and teams aren't tested yet.
Well, that's something we keep talking about. You look around the country and you say, it's the one thing that I've held on to when I look at this Louisville team and I go, man, I don't know. I got a lot of questions.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Duke just went into Boston College and got beat. I mean, there's not a team out there right now that I think you feel like, whoa, I mean, Villanova's number one team in the country. Do you feel like Louisville couldn't beat Villanova? I don't. I mean, you know, I mean, and Villanova's,
I mean, Villanova's a good team.
They're a heck of a team, But this is not one of those years where I think you go, well, these three teams are just better. Arizona State's top five.
The best feeling in the world, the feeling that makes me sleep well at night, is I can turn on the television and some teams are playing good, and some teams are playing, you know, poorly. But not one team physically outmatches Louisville.
Oh, I'm not sure there's many teams that can physically match up to Louisville physically.
When they're playing, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, just size-wise and everything. I'm not saying it's good.
I'll even add.
Shockingly, Kentucky's probably one of the ones that could.
When they're playing assertively, you don't even have to play well, just assertively.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And I'm talking I'm even going from the size of just length. I mean, when you see them up close, and when you see them even out there against Seton Hall, and what Coach was referring to was Angel Delgado in the middle. I mean, a little towered over Delgado. I mean, it's crazy. You see guys like Dwayne Sutton come out, and I've seen good teams come in there.
Our two guard are as big as the top four power forwards in the country.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big guy. Dingadale's a legit 6'7", 6'8". I mean, he's a big guy. VJ King, the same way. I mean,
he's put on 12 pounds.
Yeah, this is a big team, man. Physically, they can get it done. That's why there's hope there
and,
to
and,
say.
And which means it's just a matter of scouting report, aggression on the boards. This team can beat anybody. This team can literally beat anybody. And you haven't saw any game-costing mistakes out of Padgett. You haven't seen him use his timeouts and, you know, drop the ball or anything like that. So when you say we don't know, it's a good we don't know. We don't know that they can't do it as much as they can because these players out here have taken everybody.
I agree. You think Coach thinks I'm a psychopath? He says, Patrick Beilein. Yeah, didn't he bank a three from the left-hand corner in that game?
No, Davenport expects you to know that.
Okay. Yeah, he's probably the one that I can say stuff like that. And
he's not impressed with your.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't think he's impressed. It's like, man, why do you remember stuff like that, man? Like, I don't. But I do. He did, man. I remember because he was snarky, coach's son.
Yeah, and he had those yellow shoelaces on. It made me sick.
I know. So it's like.
Right.
So it's like there's a little bit more reason, man. Maybe I just need a little. Just get out there. Maybe I get a little testy Monday night.
People, we got a chance to do a soft opening for the show. We went right into a Davenport conversation.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to talk about those things that have been.
Let's celebrate. We're in great hands. They've got us, man. They're taking care of us. There's nothing else to worry about. They're going to put together a committee and stuff, and they're just going to figure everything out. We're good. This is what I've been waiting on. Thanks, guys. Thank y'all for having those meetings and just letting us know. Hey, and you know what else I know? And we'll talk about this. It's not a sports complex. We don't care about sports around here. It's good. We're good. Everything's fine. We're going to be fine. I'm fine. You fine? We're fine. We're okay. We're not okay. This is bad.
93.9 The Ville.